post-game in Blackburn after a 7-4 cup loss, and I know it's Halloween, Terry, but that second period was a bit of a horror show.
You're right, Carol, it was a horror show. On our part, you know, gifting goals like we did, it's just, you know, you can't do that against anybody in this league at all. You know, it's embarrassing at times, just the way we just give the puck away.
And clearly we've got some players out, and we had some interesting line choices tonight. Was that part of it, or was it just really one of those periods?
I think it was just one of those periods, Carol, to be honest with you. We make no excuses. I know we've got a lot of guys out, but we make no excuses. We still thought we had enough on the ice to give Blackburn, you know, a really good game.
Well, first and third periods, we competed really well, and the line changes that we did make seemed to work.
Yeah, I mean, we had to do something different. We had to call a timeout at 5-1. Guys came back strongly in the third period and made it 5-4. We had to pull the goalie. Unfortunately, we dumped the puck in another error and then took a shot and scored straight away from it. Still at that point, with 50 seconds, I think you've still got to, you know, keep the goalie off and try and get something out of the game. Unfortunately, we made another mistake, and then they scored off that as well. So 7-4 scoreline, no excuses. We just weren't good enough on the night.
We reduced in numbers, obviously, and only 4D men at the back. Some tired bodies out there.
Yeah, we had 4D at the back, and then Jack Davies is a forward playing back. And, you know, credit to Jack, he's trying his hardest out there to, you know, take a defenceman slot, you know, but he really, you know, we had three defencemen and Jack there as well. We've done a really good job, but, yeah, you know, we need to go what we can go with.
We do have a really hard game again tomorrow night. This is kind of tough to take with the bodies that we've got missing. Are we going to be fit and ready to go tomorrow?
Well, it's a question of having to be fit and ready to go tomorrow. And I think we've got Matthew Finn back tomorrow night, so that's going to help us out in D. We're still not sure about Ben Davidson, whether he's fit to turn up tomorrow or not. We hope so. It can only help us out if he is.
Well, it's going to be tough. It's Solway, they're flying high at the top of both of the league and the cup standings. And obviously they really did us over last week. So what do we need to do to turn that around for tomorrow?
Well, I think we just need to play a smarter game. You know, we've got to be a bit smarter at what we're doing with the puck. Not give turnovers on the people's blue line and get attacked. And also not make the silly mistakes that we're making at the back.
Right, well, we'll do it all again tomorrow, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can turn it around. Thanks for your time.
Well, that's certainly going to try and make up for tonight and try and give them a great game tomorrow night.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks.